Jack affectionately called it his house of pain. Living from the woundedness of this house caused him to become a person he never intended to be. Basically, Jack was an orphan, a person who does not feel they have value, so they never feel they fit anywhere with anyone. Living in this state of being caused Jack early in life to develop an orphan mindset, a mindset where you never feel you belong, so you are constantly looking for a place of love and unconditional acceptance. No one in our circles back then knew what an orphan mindset was about, so we lived our lives from the pain of the woundedness of past hurts from our childhood and past relationships. This pain caused us to lose hope that we could experience a healthy relationship with someone who could love us. This kind of pain also was at the root of our negative actions toward one another. We began to form a relationship based on this pain that was rooted in behaviors modeled to us. It caused us to become individuals whom neither of us liked, much less loved. Well, that sounds like you are blaming others for your negative behavior. No. What happened was, we began to respond out of the pain that we lived under during our formative years, or the years with other hurt people. People who were responsible to help develop our character. Living under an influence where you don't feel valued or affirmed into your destiny can create what we now call an orphan mindset. You might be thinking, why on earth did you get married to such a person? I have one simple answer. Most of us have the same answer and do not realize it. The person I fell in love with was not at all the person I married, and I did not know that until after the fact. Jack experienced much pain in his house of origin. That pain helped to shape a personality that lived from the silent message that you have no right to be unless you can do something that makes me look good. Living out of the pain of our past hinders every relationship in our future when we are not willing to identify and overcome the root problem in our own wounded hearts. I spent over 20 years looking for some sort of love that may not even exist, or so I began to believe. Thus, the feeling of nothing is wrong, but something is definitely not right. I slowly began to believe a lie that there is no such person who is all that healthy in relationships, so you just have to settle for whatever life offers you. Embracing this lie caused me to live out of a state of hopelessness that my situation would never change. When change does not occur, many people, myself included, begin looking for love needs to be met in all the wrong places. Our basic needs of security, love, affirmation, and praise left unmet will send you spiraling down a slippery slope of finding those answers somewhere you should not be looking for them. Or in finding them with someone you should not be finding them with. We call these places we run to places of counterfeit affections. Counterfeit affections will never satisfy this longing in our souls to be unconditionally loved and accepted. Jack had an unquenchable need to be praised and in control. Living out of his passion for adventure, I became his slave girl, his Leah, and the love of adventure became his mistress. He literally began to suck all of the life right out of me. Yet, I was the one he would say needed to be loved more. Counterfeit affections, simply stated, are the need for security, love, acceptance, and praise found outside of the source of our healthy relationships. Passion, power.